It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the mic.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Hold the Mic. It's Jenna
and Lexi, and we're really excited for this episode. But
so excited.
Jenna's going to hop right into segments for us.
Yeah. So first, who's on my radar? Shaun White. It's currently the Winter Olympics. And he actually just announced his retirement after this Olympics.
I know.
Which is
it's
crazy.
So sad.
Because like last episode, we talked about Tom Brady retiring.
Yes.
Shaun White. It's all the legends leaving. But he just made it to the finals for this year. And so it's really exciting watching him qualify and, you know, do these last few rounds of it.
He's another athlete where I feel like we were talking the other day with about Tom Brady. We grew up like watching him.
Yes, because
like,
we don't know anything else.
Exactly. Like, I know nothing else besides Shaun White.
Which is why it's so weird to me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like all the legends are leaving, you know?
They're all retiring.
Weird.
It's so sad. But then, like, kids our age, like, there's a female snowboarder.
Yes.
I think her name starts with an M, Maddie or something.
Yeah.
She's incredible, but she's like our age. I'm like, okay, now she's like stepping up, and that's really cool.
Way more athletic than I am.
Yeah, 100%.
And then for the game of the week, I actually just wanted to kind of spotlight just softball season in general.
Yeah.
I grew up around softball. I used to play softball, and I love watching the sport.
Yeah.
And with it starting, I think it starts this week, and then that's basically kicking off the season.
Yeah. Boise State plays this week.
Yeah, but we don't play at home until, like, March or something.
Yeah.
But still, either way, it's really exciting, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I need to go to a game this season. I've yet to go to a game.
Oh, gosh, let's go.
I think I've watched softball games on TV, but I've never seen one in person.
Yeah.
So I need to go support Boise State softball because I've never been to a game.
And college softball is like a whole different level.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
There's this thing. It's called Mary Nutter. They would play. It's like a huge tournament for all college teams in Southern California.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we would just like go for the weekend to Palm Springs and like just watch. It was crazy. It was so fun.
That's so cool.
But
I love that.
This episode of Hold the Mic is brought to you by Chillo. Are you having trouble finding a roommate?
Or looking for a new place that's actually within your budget? We know there's a lot of headache that surrounds housing, and Chillo is here to help.
Chillo is an app that makes it easier than ever to find a rental and a roommate all in one place. Whether you're a renter or landlord, be sure to check out the Chillo app in the Apple App Store today.
And for a limited time, Chillo will be donating $1 to every app downloaded to a local nonprofit dedicated to ending homelessness in Idaho. So what are you waiting for? Download the Chillo app today.
Without wasting any more time.
Yeah, we're going to jump right into our interview. So we have a very special guest with us from the Boise State men's basketball team, Tyson Dagenhart. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Like, I don't think you understand.
But first, you kind of want to start off just like introducing yourself, where you're from, kind of your major, everything like that.
I'm Tyson Dagenhart. I'm a freshman here at Boise State. I'm on the men's basketball team. I'm a kinesiology major.
Nice.
Cool. What do you want to do with that?
Yeah.
I was thinking of going down the road of like a strength and conditioning coach.
That's cool.
Just getting in the weight room. It's something I could do along with like after basketball, is training kids in basketball as well.
Oh, that's cool. I like it. You're from Spokane, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the subject of Spokane, the team went and played Washington State right before Christmas, and they went to your house. You guys have like a whole room decorated Boise State.
Yeah, we have like in our basement, we have like 20 plus arcade games.
That is so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun time. I think the whole team loved it down there. I think they'd want to come back, hopefully.
Oh, I love that. All of those stockings on the wall and everything is so cute.
I saw those pictures. Mm-hmm. They were like on Twitter or something.
Yes.
That's my mom was looking forward to that dinner for so long.
Oh, that's cute. I'm sure.
That's so cool. Did they make food and everything for the team?
Yeah, we had some pasta.
Nice, nice.
Aww. I love it. And you guys won against Washington State.
Yes, that was a big win for us.
Yes, that's so exciting.
You guys have had some really big wins this season. Could you kind of talk about that? And just, you guys started off kind of rocky and then really just like built up and were on a 14-game winning streak and just doing really well this season.
I think we hit rock bottom when we were 3-4 and, you know, weren't sure how the season was going to go. And then we just, you know, came together as a group and said, hey, we're going to turn the season around. And After that, we went on a 14-game win streak, winning a lot of close games, a lot of thrillers. And we just want to keep this winning going throughout the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah. So many thrillers. It's so fun. Yeah. Like, it makes, like, us cheering at the games, like, so much even, like, more excited and everything.
Yeah, I'm, like, pounding.
I know, smacking the ground. It's so much fun. What do you think, because you're a freshman, and also, by the way, six Mountain West Freshman of the Weeks. That's crazy.
Thank you.
I saw on Twitter the other day, it was like, they should rename the award after Tyson at this point or something.
They talk a little crazy on Twitter, but is what it is.
Yeah, how do you kind of like respond to that or react to that? Are you like, wow, this is really cool, or are you like very more like humble about it?
I try to stay humble about everything. I don't try to let that those kind of words define me. I'm more defined by wins and losses. Like if I were to not win one of those awards the rest of the year, I'm perfectly fine with that as long as we're winning games and making the tournament.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you have a good head on your shoulders. I like it.
Yeah.
As a freshman, what do you think? What do you think that you bring to the team in terms of like value as an athlete?
I think I bring a lot of energy. I really try to play with a lot of emotion and try to get the crowd going. And just trying to be that guy that gets everyone, just gets everyone going. And along with that, is being able to space the floor, shoot the three, and then post up for the team.
Yeah. I remember in one of the post-game press conferences, Abu, I think it was Abu, he had said that you have a very, like, growth mindset. Where did you, like, did you learn that somewhere? Where did you kind of learn that from, and how do you apply it?
I think I really learned it my freshman year of high school. There was a practice where I wasn't making a single shot, and then I think, like, that upcoming weekend, I went and got shots up over the weekend. I finally figured out, like, that if you put work in, it's going to pay off. And, you know, and that's kind of when it all started. And along with that, it's like you always have to be willing to learn. And there's people that know more than you, and you got to just pick their brain and see what you can learn from each person.
That's really awesome. Speaking of picking brains and kind of like looking for inspiration, we learned a phrase recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to ask, who are your Mount Rushmore basketball players?
That's a good question. MJ, LeBron, Kareem, and Larry Bird.
What do they have that you would want to like implement?
I think MJ is just as winning in his mindset. Like he's like not going to let anyone else, change how he's going to win the game. LeBron, it's his like size and his skill set. Kareem, it's his unstoppable sky hook, even though I can't do it like he can, but learn how to do it in my own way. And then Larry Bird is just his confidence. Like he wasn't going to let any person like not let his confidence waver if anyone was guarding him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. So obviously you guys have been in Mountain West play for a bit. How has that kind of been? And obviously, I mean, would you guys say Wyoming is your biggest rival, or do you just guys have the mindset of like everyone, every team in this conference we're trying to beat?
I'd say we just take it game by game. You know, everyone's going to come out with their best shot, and especially coming with this UNLV game that, you know, UNLV beat Colorado State and they're a really good team, and we got to take them very seriously. Just like you have to take every team seriously in this league. So it's going to be a good game this coming Friday, even though I know this is going to post after, but.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too. It's a late game.
Yeah. It's a late game. Mm-hmm. And a Sunday game. That's fun. Right before the Super Bowl kick it off.
I know. Hopefully we'll make it kick off.
So in terms of coming to Boise State, what did that recruiting process look like for you?
My recruiting process, I think, was a little different than everyone else's. There was a summer where I didn't play AAU basketball, and it kind of, you know, slowed it down. But I had known Coach Rice and his son, his youngest son, because I'd played AAU with him for like 4 or 5 years. I know since like seventh grade. And so they invited me to their elite camp in August of 2019.
Okay.
And they offered me a scholarship there. And then about a month later, I came on my official visit here. And then like 4 days later, I committed.
Wow. Yeah. What did you think of Boise when you came and toured? Like the city and like the school itself?
I loved it. Loved everything about it.
Yeah.
How is it in like relation to Spokane?
I think Boise is very similar to Spokane, but Boise is a lot cleaner and a lot nicer than Spokane is.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
I've never been. I'd want to go there, actually.
I've been like once. We kind of drove through and stopped and had lunch. It was actually when I was touring Boise State and I decided I was going to come here.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That's really cute. Do you get to go home at all? Like during off season or anything along those lines?
I don't know. I think probably after the season's over, I'm going to go home for a week or so. I have all online classes, so I'm going to be, nice. I don't have to be here. But I think once school ends, I'll be home for like a month and a half and I come back for summer workouts.
Nice. Gotcha.
So you said you have all online classes. I bet that's probably a little helpful in terms of traveling all the time and with away games and everything.
Yeah, I just recently dropped my in-person class because it was based on being there and I'm gone half the time. And yeah. it was just too stressful for me. Mm-hmm. And it was just wasn't learning enough. So I dropped it and added an online class. But it definitely makes it nice having all online classes. You don't have to be there in person. You can do everything on the road.
Yeah. What would you say has been your biggest thing that you've had to like adapt to coming in as a freshman to like school and like basketball as well?
I think school is definitely more challenging in the fact that they're throwing more stuff at you for exams and stuff like that. And you're not there every day, so you kind of have to take studying into your own hands. And basketball-wise, it's just everything about the game is faster. Everyone's stronger. Everyone's better. So you have to be mentally ready for that. And at the start of the summer, I don't think I was fully mentally ready. But as I've been here for as long as I have, I think I'm more mentally ready now.
Yeah,
I like it. Going back to the whole like growth thing and kind of how you value that growth, what do you do in terms of trying to become a better person or athlete, player?
On our off days, I try to go in like make sure I get my shots up with one of our coaches and go to the weight room, do a recovery lift and just make sure my body's feeling good. Because a lot of the time, like in high school, I didn't lift during the season. So this is something different for me. And I think it's really helped me keep my body in tip-top shape. And then, you know, just making sure we're watching film and talk to the coaches about that kind of thing.
Yeah, going off that, could you kind of walk us through like a day in the life of Tyson?
Wake up around 9:30, go have breakfast.
Nice. Yeah, that's nice.
We don't have early practice, so.
Lucky.
9:30, go to breakfast and then kind of hang around, you know, do whatever I need to do. Lunch like 12:30-ish. And then we have practice normally at 2. So we get there at like 1:30, make sure you're ready to go. And then practice goes to like 4:30 probably. And then afterwards, go get food, come back, chill out, and then probably get another meal later at like 8:30 or 9 and then go to bed afterwards.
Nice. Yeah. I like it. What is the team's dynamic like? I mean, it must be good, and considering you guys had a 14-game winning streak.
It's definitely good. We like to joke around a lot in the locker room, and it's all in good fun.
Good. I like that.
That's good. I know. I feel like every time we watch you guys, it's just like you guys have good chemistry out there and are constantly like communicating on the court. Is that something that you think Coach Rice like preaches, or is that something that you guys just discuss as a team?
I think the communication thing is all from the coaches. Like, you have to communicate on defense to make sure no one gets drilled with a screen or anything like that. And you got to know what play is being run. So I think it's a collective effort with the coaches and the players to communicate very well with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
What was going through your guys' mind as you guys were racking up those numbers in terms of the winning streak and everything?
I think a lot of us tried to just take it one game at a time, but it's hard when you get up to, you know, 10 plus. Because you're looking at, you know, other win streaks around the country. And at one point we had the second longest winning streak in the country. But we just try to take it game by game because we can't look ahead to anything. But it's definitely hard when you have that many wins going for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Especially when everyone around you is like promoting it too and making it a really big deal. Yeah. And like is excited about it.
I mean, it is a big deal. It is exciting. Yeah. Like, you guys, even, like, a program record at Boise State as well. Yeah. Like, that had
never
happened.
It's, like, program history, mm-hmm. for sure.
Exactly. What would you consider to be, like, do you have another college team or another pro team that you, like, really look at in terms of, like, you being a fan?
Oh, I've been a Gonzaga fan my whole life, growing up in Spokane. There's lots of pictures of me. I had this Gonzaga jersey when I was a little, I think it wore it for 2 months straight. I loved it. I still have it. It's in my room, but that Gonzaga is definitely my other college team. And with Coach Rice being from Gonzaga, I have my little piece of Gonzaga here. Even though I'm not at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Did you ever consider going there, like, through the recruitment process? Or, like, what other schools were you kind of looking at?
So for Gonzaga, I definitely wanted to as a kid. But as I got to, like, my sophomore year, I started to, like, really think about what I wanted in a college. I didn't really want to, like, redshirt or anything like that.
Yeah.
And seeing where Gonzaga's at now, it's like, I just didn't see myself sitting out for that long.
Yeah.
So I decided, you know, I'm like, I'm good. And they didn't really contact me at all. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And then other colleges that offered me were like Point Loma down in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
okay. University of Denver, Idaho State in Eastern Washington, and then, of course, Boise.
Yeah.
Cool.
Did you consider any other schools, or was it Boise State?
Boise checked all my boxes, and it was just perfect for me, and I didn't need to see any other schools.
I love that.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
It's a huge decision-making as a 16-year-old.
Oh, my gosh, for sure.
You were 16?
Yeah, it was the start of my junior year, so I was 16. But I just trusted my gut, and it paid off in the end.
Yeah, because that was what you said, that you got offered, right? You got offered, and then you committed a month later? Is that what it was?
Yeah. I came on my official visit a month later and committed, like, a couple of days after that.
Wow, that's insane. That's crazy. So
it's crazy how life can change in a month and a half.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, for sure. What is your, like, family or, like, friends say about all of this? Are they super supportive? Like, are they able to come to the games at all, or...?
So my parents are both teachers, so they don't get a ton of days off. So they've made it to 3 games. They came to the Tulsa game. They came to the Spokane game. And they were just here at the San Jose State game.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool.
They're trying to save their days for the Mountain West tournament. And then so happened to make it to the NCAA tournament. They're going to try to go to that as well. And then I have other family, like my aunt and uncle came to the San Jose State game, and just family popping in, and I'm able to get them tickets, which is super nice.
Yeah.
And I have some friends that, my best friends that from high school that go here, so that they're always at the home games.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really cool to have that support. Of mentioned the Mountain West tournament. Like, how cool to be on, like, a team just your freshman year and, like, kind of see that program, I mean, work itself up just with your, being on the team for the first time.
It's super exciting, you know, seeing after what happened last year and, you know, them not finishing the season the way that they want to. I really want to make sure that we finish the season strong and put ourselves in the best possible spot to make the tournament.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
You talked about how your team really focuses on just taking it game by game. But looking at future seasons, you're obviously a freshman. Where do you kind of see this program going, especially with how good you guys are doing this year?
I think we're on the right track right now. And last year was a really good team. They just didn't finish the season strong. And I think this year we're going to finish the season strong and hopefully make the NCAA tournament. And then we're going to have to continue to build off that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. That's a really good mindset. Mm-hmm. Because we kind of talked about the dynamic of the team and your guys is joking around. You know, you're all just basically a bunch of friends. But do you guys do anything to really create that team bond?
I'd say we're together, you know, every once in a while on the weekends, and, like, just being around each other definitely helps. But we don't do anything, like, in particular to really, like, come together. I mean, at the start of the year, we had this, like, team bonding weekend where we asked each other, like, hard questions and tried to learn about each other. And I think that was definitely helped us, you know, learn about, like, what each guy is like and personality traits and that kind of thing.
Definitely, especially starting at the beginning of the season, I think that'll really, like, create a good dynamic for the rest of the one, you know.
Yeah. When you guys are down or in a really tough spot, what are some things you guys kind of say to each other to pick each other up or get, like, the momentum going again?
A lot of the time we just try to stay in the moment and be like, hey, we can still win this game. Just take it one possession at a time. Like, take it, try to get, just get this one stop, and then let's go get a bucket. And then let's get another stop and get another bucket. You just have to take it like that, because if you think too far ahead, you're going to, you know, not be in the moment and let something slip up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you spend a lot of time, obviously, playing basketball. What do you like to do outside of basketball to kind of, you know, take your mind off of it for a second?
I definitely enjoy being around friends. And then, like, if you're talking, like, off season, I really enjoy golfing. I really picked it up during COVID quarantine. It's definitely a hobby I like to do. And then I just like spending time outside in the sun doing whatever.
Yeah. Have you been golfing here in Boise yet?
I haven't. I've had my clubs down here in the summer. I just never went.
Gotcha.
But I'm getting a new set for Christmas, so I have to go get those fitted because my clubs are too short.
Gotcha. How tall are you?
6'7".
Oh. Have you grown at all in the past couple of years, or were you 6'7" in high school too?
I was like 6'4" my freshman year. Okay. And I think 6'6" my sophomore year. I think I capped out junior year at 6'7".
Okay. Gotcha. Wow.
Not too bad.
That's so tall.
I know.
I'm like 5'7".
Yeah.
Like,
no, oh. Literally I'm 5'5". I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. So as a freshman, who do you look up to on your team as like an inspiration or role model?
I think I really look up to like Abu in the way that I saw him work this summer, like in the gym all the time, and he was just busting his butt to get ready for the season. And also seeing him like study the game, he really puts his heart and his soul into the game. And that's something I can really take from him, is just you can see how much he loves the game. That's something I want to take from him.
Yeah. That's I really love cool. that. Mm-hmm. What has been the biggest or like the most exciting thing that has happened this season that you've been a part of or been able to experience, or like when you look back on what's happened so far, what's the one thing that like stands out to you?
Well, I think obviously it's going to be the 14 game winning streak, but more like in the winning streak, it's those shots that Shaver hit.
Yeah.
Being there and just, you know, the emotion of the moment and just being there is just something I'll never forget.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one at Fresno?
I'm talking about the one at Utah State and then the one at San Diego State.
All of them.
Especially the Fresno game, because after we're in the locker room after the game, like, that is an all-time classic game. Like, that's something you're nothing.
Oh. I don't know what just happened.
That's awkward.
Yeah, a little bit. Hold on, everyone. Technical difficulties, I guess.
Did your laptop die?
I don't know. It's been charging all night.
This would happen.
I know. Just tell them a story.
Oh.
Thank you. Technical difficulties. We'll be back in a second. Yeah, but usually not until.
Did it pop up like a warning that said you had like 10% left or something?
No, because it's not dead. It's been charging all night. Okay, cool. Nice. Okay. Let's try this again. Nice. Hopefully he's still there.
He's like, thanks
for coming on.
Are we good? Sorry, we had technical. Oh, you're muted. Oh. Unmute.
Tyson, sorry,
Jenna's.
I'm so sorry.
Jenna's laptop likes.
I don't know.
Okay, so Jenna's laptop likes to do this thing where it just shuts off in the middle of like her doing something. Probably should have used mine, but it's okay. We're good. We're back.
But I charged it. I don't know.
It just showed up and we both were like,
it's okay. I was just confused.
Yeah. We were confused too. Don't even worry.
Okay.
Recording in progress. Okay.
Oh my God. Maybe we can cut this part out of perfect. We're good.
Oh my God.
I'm like, let's not have this in the podcast, please.
Yeah. Tyson, I'm so sorry. I cut you off. And, well, you were kind of talking about all of Marcus's game-winning shots at the end.
I know.
End
it was like
everything.
A good topic.
I know. What was the locker room like afterwards, though? I can only imagine how exciting it is.
Oh, man. It was after the Utah State game, because Duryea used to coach at Utah State, so we got him with some water. We got a little bucket. And then San Diego State game, we were just going nuts in the locker room. And then the Fresno State game, we had some water bottles and we just started going crazy, just, you know, throwing them, getting water over everyone. But it was definitely one of the most memorable, like, locker room settings I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, that is so cool. So I've been told, and my uncle played college basketball and he actually played at Utah State. That's where my brother goes too. But I've been told by so many people that Utah State student section, I mean, I experienced it a little bit at the football game, but they are, like, crazy, and they yell some, like, insane things. Did that go on at, like, they're brutal. They don't hold back. Did that go on at your guys' game, or was it just, like, any normal atmosphere?
They definitely have a great atmosphere. I mean, that's probably the biggest student section I've seen in my life, but they definitely yell some things, and then there's a very funny picture I have to find. It's right here. I don't know if you guys can see this.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what does it say?
It says it's...
max on the career. 2 points? Is that what it says?
High.
What? Career high, 2 points. No.
That's for Max. So mean.
They had that's a whiteboard, and, you know, they would erase it and write different things.
Yeah.
I was hoping that, you know, we could start doing that.
we can bring it. Instead of our palms, we'll bring whiteboards.
Start bringing whiteboards and writing.
Heckling the other team.
Heckling the other team, yes.
Yeah. They did that at football, too.
They were ruthless at football.
And they started yelling at me. I was like, what did I ever do? Yeah. I'm like, I'm just cheering.
They were yelling at, like, the football players, like, their girlfriends and their mom's names and stuff like that.
And my brother, my brother is a student at Utah State, and so the things that he even yells, I'm like, where did you learn all of this?
What is it like from atmosphere to atmosphere, like playing at those away games?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy playing in those kind of atmospheres. And the one that was definitely crazy was Wyoming, because they stormed the court afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that on TV.
And they're, you know, like, you know, a foot away from you yelling stuff. And you're just like, just get me off the court. I just need you to walk.
You're like, go away.
Don't touch me. Just let me go. I don't want to be near you. Just you guys can celebrate. You guys won. But just don't just leave us alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a little wild. I remember watching that live. I was like, oh my gosh, they're insane.
Yeah, but we're still ranked number one. So
we are.
It's fine. What was that game like for you guys, though? The Wyoming game?
Man, I want it back because it put myself in a bad position to get my fifth foul. And as much as it wasn't, I didn't think it was a great call, and most everyone didn't think it was a great call. I can't put myself in a position to, you know, do that. And then it's hard sitting on the bench with 4 minutes left and just trying to cheer, because, you know, you can make an impact on the game, but you just have to sit there and just watch.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, because you can't really do anything else, like, as a teammate, you know?
No, you have to encourage your teammates and tell them that you believe in them and do that kind of thing. But other than that, you can't really do much.
Yeah.
But I think we're probably us and them are the two best teams in the league. And so we'll hopefully see them in the Mountain West Championship.
Yeah. Nice. I want a rematch.
Oh, me too.
And I'm going to be there for it.
Well, now we're tied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like 1-1. But
we split the series.
Duh, yeah. After that Wyoming game, what was kind of implemented into the team to kind of move forward from that?
Well, we hadn't experienced a loss since November 30th.
That's crazy.
So, so crazy.
I mean, you know, we hate losing as much as the other team, as any other team, but, you know, you could tell that, you know, we weren't happy about the loss, but we had to, you know, suck it up, get on the plane, and then get to practice the next day and play San Jose State on Saturday. So mm-hmm. we had a short little turnaround, but it didn't give us a lot of time to, you know, think about it. We just had to forget about it and get to the next game.
Yeah.
After away games, do you guys leave immediately? Like, do you fly out that same night?
At the start of the year, I mean, there's been trips where we haven't, like Fresno, we left the next morning, but as much as we can, we charter back that night. So we're able to sleep in our own beds.
That's nice. Yeah. So I have a question. Whenever you're trying to pump up the crowd, you do this with your arms. When did that start? Or like, did you do that in high school? Or like, were you just feeling it one day and you just started doing it?
I think there's a couple times I did it in high school, but you know, with there's not a ton of people at high school games,
mm-hmm.
yeah. you know, so it didn't do much. But I think it was just in the moment. I'm like, all right, I think it was the St. Louis game. We're tied with a minute left. Like, come yeah. on, people, this is the most exciting part of the game. Like,
come on, people.
we need to get a stop here.
Yeah. You know?
But I think that just kind of happened in the moment. And then now it's kind of my thing.
Just stuck.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So
it really does get the crowd pumped, though.
Oh, duh.
I swear, every time Tyson starts doing that, it's like the crowd gets a little louder. Like, obviously it works.
I think they need that, like, boost of energy. Though,
yeah.
You know?
They're like, if Tyson's doing it, we can get loud.
Duh, for sure. You kind of mentioned high school. What was your experience like playing basketball in high school?
I had a great experience in high school. I played varsity all 4 years, and then I started sophomore, junior, and senior year, but the only thing I regret about, and it's nothing I can control, is not having a full senior season because of COVID.
Yeah.
In Washington, they shifted all the sports. We didn't start like sports until February. So I had a 12-game senior season.
Wow, so, that's crazy. Gosh.
Yeah, compared to like my sophomore year when we made the state championship game and lost, we had 26 games.
Oh my gosh, so, that's like half of what you would have played.
Yeah, so... you know, I wish we could have had a full senior season, but other than that, I have no regrets about my high school career.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Did you play any other sports growing up, or was it strictly basketball?
Growing up as like elementary school, I played about every sport in the book. played soccer, hockey, volleyball, track, cross country, baseball, football. And then high school, I threw the javelin and track all 4 years.
That's cool. Were you the kid that would, like, go practice to practice and, like, have games all day Saturday and stuff?
Yes.
I feel that. Yeah.
I remember there was one time, and I think it was, like, fifth grade, I was playing, like, five sports at once. Like, I literally don't know how I did it.
In fifth grade?
Yeah, I was, like, school soccer, cross country, hockey, basketball, and then something else.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I don't get how I did it as a kid either. It's like, I guess we had so much energy. Now I'm like, we have one practice. I'm like, I need a nap.
I know. I'm like, we're done for today.
Yeah. I'm like, that's all I'm going to do for the day.
So you guys have really quick turnarounds. How is that, like, going and playing, like, one away game just to, like, literally another game, like, a day and a half later?
It's definitely tiring, to say the least. I mean, the one I think about was after Utah State came. We were supposed to fly out of Logan that night to San Diego, but we had to drive down to Salt Lake City and then fly into San Diego. And I didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. Like,
oh my gosh.
Just couldn't sleep. I mean, the adrenaline of that game was insane. So,
yes.
But it's definitely, it takes a toll on your body, but you just have to stay consistent and try to stay with your routine as much as you can to not let travel affect you.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Like, thinking about compared to like football and stuff, like, you really only play like 12 games and it's every single like weekend, you know, and you have an off weekend and everything. But it's like you guys are going constantly Tuesdays, time. Fridays, Sundays, you know, like it's wild.
No, it is.
Looking back, do you have a favorite game that you played in this season?
It's probably got to be that Fresno game. I mean, there's not much that's going to top that. I mean, the only thing that can really top it is, you know, Mountain West Championship. So that's the goal for right now, but we still have to take it one game at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say has been the biggest thing that any of the coaches that have said that has really like stuck with you throughout this season?
I don't remember which coach said it, but it's just like, stay consistent with your work, like through tough times and good times, you just gotta continue at it. I'm trying to think who said it. I literally can't remember, but what I took from it is like, hey, you gotta consistently do something every single day to make yourself a better basketball player. And I really took that to heart. I think it's really helped me throughout this year, just staying consistent and then improving throughout this year.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are doing a good job with getting you guys to become better athletes and better players. But do you think that you're also becoming like a better version of yourself here?
Yes, I completely agree with that. Because I think about sports and it's been my whole life, but it teaches you adversity, teaches you how to overcome things, and it'll set you up for things later in life after sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely something that I think you'll probably value forever, you know?
Yeah.
And you probably have learned great time management skills being a student athlete at a D1 school.
You'd think, but I still procrastinate about every time.
Well, it's harder too with like online classes. Like,
yeah, that is true.
Do you think you'll continue that trend for the future semesters if you can?
Maybe not for fall semester. Fall semester we get about a month conflict with like games,
yeah.
But we're in like non-conference, so it's not, you know, as consistent as like the spring semester would be. So I think for the fall, I'm going to try to do in-person, and then for the spring, probably do online. But I'm not sure yet. We'll worry about that when the time comes.
Yeah, so true.
In preparation for games, what do you guys kind of do throughout the week to prepare for that team? Or, I mean, you have two teams, technically.
So it just kind of depends how many days ahead we have. So, for example, UNLV, so we have three practices before the game. So the first practice is more of like a work on ourselves and like fix some things that we need to work on. And then second day, we watch film on them. We kind of figure out what their players and their tendencies, and we have our scout team run their sets, so we learn how to guard them. But along with that, we're still working on ourselves. And then the day before the game, it's more of like a, you know, scout, like guard their stuff, clean up our offense. And then day of the game, it's just go over their plays, and that's about it.
Yeah, I feel like all of this is so physically draining, but also mentally draining. What are ways that you kind of take care of your mental health and make sure that you're doing okay as a person and kind of keeping yourself in check?
I think after game, I try not to think about the game. Mm-hmm. Just kind of let myself, you know, take a night to not think about basketball. And then the next day I'll be fine. So once I get my mind off of it, I think I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah, that's good.
How do you kind of, I mean, you talked about the mental, but also like the physical, like recovering. These are strenuous games on you.
After home games, I sit in the cold tub for 15 minutes, and it's a love-hate relationship, that's for sure. But then like days after, I go in and stretch and, you know, try to do like a recovery lift and just try to get my body moving, because I think that's the best form of recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's something that you're hoping to accomplish in your years at Boise State?
Well, I think I want to win a Mountain West title.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I just want to become the best version and best basketball player I can be. I think that's all I can really ask for, because, you know, there's so many things that could change, but I just want to become the best basketball player and the best person I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, I like that one. What advice would you give to someone who is wanting to be in your position one day?
We all start somewhere, and you just got to start. Just do something every single day to improve your basketball game, and in a matter of time, you'll become so much better without you even noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that. Well, awesome. Tyson, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and
thank you for having me. I had a good time.
Good.
Yes, I'm so excited that you're finally able to be on. And you know, this is such an exciting season for you, especially only being a freshman. So we love watching you at your games, and good luck for the rest of the season for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I think that's a wrap, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.